to India now, where the government has launched what it calls the biggest coronavirus vaccine drive in the world. By midsummer, it aims to vaccinate about a quarter of its nearly 1.4 billion people. NPR's India correspondent Lauren Freyer traveled to a rural vaccination center north of Mumbai to see how the campaign's going.
In a dusty market town in western India, Ramesh Solanki is raking trash in flip-flops. He's a sanitation worker, soon eligible as a frontline worker to get the coronavirus vaccine. It's a great thing, he says. He's just waiting for an appointment.
Oh, thank you. Hand sanitizer at the door here.
Check the temperature also.
At the Palghar Rural Hospital, most Indians live in rural areas, and if they get medical care, it's at government hospitals like this one, a mildewed but tidy concrete building behind a rusted gate. Inside, vaccinations are underway.
Yes, my son had COVID.
Your son?
2-year-old, because my brother also got infected.
Health worker Amit Sonavne is getting his shot.
Unwrapping a syringe.
Inject it.
Done.
Done.
I think I can't see the smile behind your mask, but I think there's a smile.
Yeah.
You feel relieved?
Ghari gelanantar karin celebration.
He'll celebrate tonight with his family, he says. There are occasional hiccups. The government's vaccine app is buggy, and sometimes the electricity goes out, says Dr. Umesh Dumpalwar, who's in charge here.
Power cut, yeah, network issue. Network issue is there.
But he says vaccinating frontline workers is the easy part. When regular Indians become eligible.
That there will be the challenge. After 1 month or 2 months, whenever we start for the common man, to the common public.
The common man, he says, especially in rural areas like this, is more vulnerable to rumors, disinformation, and fear. Around the corner from the hospital, women squat in the road hawking vegetables. One of them, Kunta Dubra, says she doesn't know her own age. She never went to school. Why would I take medicine if I'm not sick, she says, when I ask if she'll take the vaccine. India is trying to pick up the pace. Its goal is to inject 1.5 million people per day. Billboards tout the vaccine. And whenever you make a phone call here, instead of a ringtone, you hear a government message saying, don't believe rumors, do take the vaccine. But some folks, like Dubra, the vegetable seller, don't have phones. The Palghar Rural Hospital serves tribal villages nestled in palm groves and fishing colonies on the Arabian Sea coast, where people wash dishes in a communal well. And talk about how they've been untouched by COVID-19.
Have people in your family gotten sick?
No one. Not a single one.
Akash Chauhan left college in Mumbai to stay with relatives here. Even before vaccinations began, India's coronavirus caseload plummeted. The result is that some people think the worst is over and that maybe they don't need to bother with the vaccine. On a cement dock, fishermen's wives shuck oysters and commiserate about the economy, a lockdown followed by a deep recession. If the vaccine means things will go back to normal, then sure, I'll take it, says one woman, Lakshmi Prakash Tandel. But she's heard mixed things. She says she's unsure what to do. One of the vaccines India is using was approved with incomplete data while still in clinical trials. A recent poll shows a majority of Indians want more time to decide. Back at the rural hospital, chairs are lined up, socially distanced, but many are empty.
Waiting patient, waiting beneficiary.
115 people had vaccination appointments today, but only 55 showed up by late afternoon. Vaccine supplies are not a problem here. India is the biggest vaccine maker in the world. Its factories are churning out more than 100 million doses a month. The Indian government's aim now is to get people to take them. Lauren Freyer, NPR News in Palghar, Maharashtra, India.